Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for Cheryl Lee Ralph. Yeah, baby, that's me. And Diva Talk Radio.
This is Cheryl Lee Ralph, and welcome to Diva Talk Radio. I don't know if you know it, but every month, somewhere in the United States, an election is taking place. And I'm standing here with someone I just happen to know, Mr. Omar Sabir. I love it. Omar, you have such a beautiful name. What does Omar mean?
Omar means like a leader, like long life, and Sabir means patience.
So we're going to have a patient leader who's going to be in office for quite some time. We're here in Philadelphia, and you are running for commissioner. Commissioner of what?
Commissioner of the elections. We count up all of the votes. We tally them up, make sure everything is honest, everything going right. And we handle the voter registration. So when you register to vote, we make sure that you are able to vote.
So why would someone want to be commissioner of voter registration?
Well, we have a problem. The current commissioner hasn't voted in 4 years.
Oh, stop. You have a commissioner of voting who hasn't voted? Are you serious, or are you just making that up?
You can't make it up. You can't write it down. Even if I wanted to make it up, I mean, you wouldn't even believe it. You know, you have the chairman of the voting commission. He doesn't vote. And Philadelphia has one of the lowest turnouts inside the nation, actually. So we want to try to turn it around, bring the turnout up, and hopefully we'll be able to bring some more resources back to the city.
I was about ready to ask you, why would you run for this office? But when you tell me that the person who is now sitting in office doesn't even vote, and you would think that that would be part of their job, I see why it is you would want to run for this office. How are you going to bring young people into this process? How are you going to make them understand what they represent to money, voting, the city, education?
Well, one of the things you got to realize is when President Obama was in office, he asked the younger people to vote. So I'm asking younger people to come on out and vote. The participation was a little bit higher. And hopefully when you see someone that's a little bit younger, I'm only 35 years old, so hopefully that will bring some energy, youth, excitement to the office.
Well, you know, one of the things that President Obama, well, then Senator Obama did was he connected to young people through the way they connect. He connected to them with Twitter, social media. It was unheard of at the time for any, you know, running candidate to go to social media. What are you going to do? I see you chose some colors that really work well on Instagram.
Oh, yes, well, it does. Red and white. You know, I'm a printer by trade, so I know, like, things like red, yellow, those colors. But we actually been on social media, and we actually won before. I actually won for traffic court judge, and our vote turnout was very high. There was a lot of young people that was involved inside of voting in the process. So hopefully we're just going to keep the ground, hit Twitter, hit Instagram, at Brother Sabir. You can follow me, Omar Sabir. Remember to push79, hashtag push79. That's the key.
So we're here in Philadelphia to all of the young voters. Tell them right here, right now, why they should be voting for you.
Because I'm the change that you want to see inside of the office, and I will not embarrass you.
I love that. So we are talking right here with Omar Sabir, who's running for city commissioner. He wants you to come out and vote Tuesday, May 19th in the city of Philadelphia. Push button number
79.
Push button number
79.
Push button number
79.
And vote for Omar Sabir. I'm Cheryl Lee Ralph. Don't go anywhere. Come back for more Diva Talk.
Hi, this is your heart talking to you. I beat for you every day, and you are not taking good care of me. I am a muscle. I need to be exercised. Yeah, find some time each day, every day, to get this muscle, me, the heart, beating. I'm there for you. But are you there for me? Because I'm telling you, if you don't start taking care of me, your heart, I'm just going to stop. I am just going to stop beating. I need you to eat better. I need you to lose a few pounds. I need you to exercise me so that I can beat for you. because if you don't, I won't. This is your heart speaking, and I mean it.
You've seen her on television.
I really have a passion for the image of women of color on TV.
On stage.
When you are doing Broadway, you are so talented because you can usually act, sing, dance, and write.
And in the movies.
When you're making movies, you are Hollywood royalty.
Now be prepared to be entertained as Cheryl Lee Ralph brings her special brand of entertainment to radio.
Hi there, this is Cheryl Lee Ralph, and welcome to another 60 Minutes with me, your diva, divinely inspired, victoriously alive radio, real talk on Diva Talk Radio.
Diva Talk Radio, talk radio that's real.
Real conversations with some of the most interesting people on the planet. The one, the only, Michael Bazin.
Friendship embodies communication. Friendship embodies compromise. Friendship embodies acceptance. And see, those are the three things that love doesn't guarantee. Love doesn't embody acceptance.
Miss Jasmine Guy.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here and to be able to talk to you.
Welcome my guest. I call her Diva. Faith Evans.
So how are you?
I am awesome, and how are you?
Today, our DIVA acronym stands for Divinely Inspired, Victoriously Anointed, because that is the woman that we are talking to today, Vicki Wyman.
Okay, you sure you got the right Vicki? That intro is unreal. First of all, let me just let you know that.
Hill Harper. Hey, Hill, welcome to DIVA Talk Radio.
Hey, it's great to be on. Thanks for having me, Cheryl.
DIVA Talk Radio, informative.
Most folks believe that wherever they are in this country, no matter how poor they are or how wealthy they are, they believe that when they send their child to school that they are getting educated. How do kids come up uneducated?
Diva Talk Radio, always entertaining.
Oh, it can be passionate and trifling, okay? Let's just call it what it is. Listen, I can say that because I'm one of them.
You're a hometown girl.
As well as inspiring radio.
Hi, this is Cheryl Lee Ralph, and welcome to the Divinely Inspired, Victoriously Anointed Diva Moments. I created the Diva Moments to give listeners inspiration. You know, with all the things that people are going through nowadays, sometimes folks just want to hear a little good news. Sometimes they just want to hear something that's going to make them feel good. So why not embrace the diva in you? The divinely inspired, victoriously alive you. I'm Cheryl Lee Ralph, and welcome to the Diva Moment.
It's radio for the entire family. Diva Talk Radio with Cheryl Lee Ralph. Put her on your radio station and watch your audience grow.
I've lived for the applause, live for the applause. I love it.
Hi there, this is Cheryl Lee Ralph, and I am here at a fundraiser, but I saw a product on the table that a lot of you ask about, and it is actually, let me just get it right, it is the Organo Coffee. Some of you have seen it, it's in those pretty packages, and we're always wondering, okay, how come we can't get it in the store? And this young woman came back and said, well, let me tell you about it. So introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Terry Kowser, and I have my own home-based business. I am a distributor for Organo Gold, and one of the things that makes Organo Gold different from everything else that is out on the market is that it has Ganoderma in it.
Now, what is Ganoderma?
Ganoderma is basically a super herb, organic, yes. And it has a bunch of antioxidants in it, and the only product that you will see that has Ganoderma in it is Organo Gold. We have a patent on it. We are also halal. We are also kosher. All of our certifications are on all of our websites. You can actually do your own research if you want to find out more information about our partnerships with other countries and how authentic and how clean and how certified all of our products actually are.
But what is Ganoderma? What is it?
It's just an herb. It's just an herb, but it's an herb. They call it the king of all herbs because of all the antioxidants in it and because of the effects it has on people. I do not make any medical claims. We're not a medical facility, but personally, I started to use it. I have severe asthma. I have not had any steroids since I've been using the I actually drink the latte myself. There are other people who are distributors as well and customers who have had effects like having help with their allergies, having help with asthma, having help with eczema. So like I said, I don't like to make any medical claims, and I won't. But what I say is if you find someone, free samples are available. I have free samples. Try it for yourself. But beyond anything else, it tastes good, and
that's what I like.
Yes. I mean, to be honest with you, coffee is an addiction. People who drink coffee drink it every single day, day in and day out. You're spending $3 to $5 per cup when you're going to Dunkin' Donuts or you're going to a Starbucks.
Well, wait, I thought it was supposed to be 99 cents, or is that McDonald's?
That's probably McDonald's, and they were, if you pay attention to the industry, coffee is one of the only industries that actually grew in the recession. It's the number one traded commodity behind oil, and in 2014 was traded above oil. So when you're looking at a business, you want to look at the industry and see what they're doing. When you have major corporations like McDonald's and even Dunkin' Donuts changing their logo from a donut to a cup of coffee, that means that they know something that other people don't know. The profit margins and the industry is growing and growing and growing. It's because it's an addiction. And our coffee tastes good, it's healthier, and it's actually cheaper because we sell it by the box. So it's $30 for a box about, and depending on how much you drink, that may last you for about a month, and that works out to be a lot cheaper than $3 to $5 for Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts.
So how many packages do we get in a box?
It varies by the product, I'll be honest with you. So certain things like the black coffee is about, I think, 30 sachets. For example, I drink the latte because I like my coffee with cream and sugar. Now that I drink the latte, it actually has a non-dairy creamer in it and sugar. I drink it straight, and I don't have to add anything to it. So
I love that one. That's the one I love.
And that's the one I love, too. But think about health-wise, just not having to add extra cream and sugar to what you're drinking, that by itself is a healthy component. And so that's why I say taste it. Whenever you get the coffee, taste it by itself without adding anything to it first. Get the taste for it. Get the feel for it. Some people have different palates. So they might like to think super sweet. So maybe you will. I don't. I have plenty of other people who have not had to add anything to it.
But the black coffee is also very tasty as well. You know, I just walked in here and saw the product sitting there, and I said, okay, let me get somebody who can answer these questions, because I see it often. You know, I tried it, you know, a few times, and then I was just like, wow, this is very interesting. Now they've got the new red tea. Where is that from?
Everything is from the same place. So all of it has all of our products. We actually even have toothpaste. We have soap. And we actually have the nutraceuticals because the Ganoderma is so powerful. Sometimes people want it in a more potent form, and we are the only ones that have a patent on it. So we actually sell the nutraceuticals. We have a whole line where people just want to take the pills, and they don't want to do the products because they want the health benefits of it. All of our products, everything we have is in a multiple consumable, meaning that you brush your teeth every single day, you wash your face every single day, so it's a way to actually get something healthy into your body through different forms. When you're drinking it, people that drink coffee drink it every day. So you're every day feeding your body with something that's healthy for your body.
So this is actually an herbal addition to something that you are going to consume.
Absolutely. This is what makes us a leader in the industry, and this is what makes us separate from everybody else. It's also the packaging. Think about it. Everybody doesn't have the money for a Keurig machine or a coffee pot. This is all you have to do is add.
Open the package.
Yeah, so think about how busy you are. You're on the run. You can get free hot water from anywhere. Throw some in your purse and you're saving yourself money. All you need is hot water from anywhere, and you can have tea, coffee, hot chocolate, anything that you want.
Because I carry it with me on the plane.
And that's all you need is hot water. So it's the packaging is genius, the convenience is genius, and then the price point is genius.
This is Cheryl Lee Ralph, and I'm back here at Diva Talk Radio. And Terry and I were just standing here, you know, and she started talking, and I realized that she does something that we talk about here at Diva Talk Radio. When we talk about health, wealth, happiness, and finance, you crunch the numbers. Tell me why it was important for you to have a business of your own.
So one thing that separates the wealthy from the working poor, so to speak, is that they constantly work to make somebody else rich. Anytime you are working at a job, your income is tied to 100% of your effort. When you have a home-based business and you're building wealth, that means you're building a network, you're having people buy something, and that's happening whether you're working it or not. The power of having a 1099 for a home-based business is that everything you're already spending your money on now becomes a business expense. Get an accountant, a CPA, who knows what they're doing. When you have a home-based business and you have 1099 income, that means that your cell phone, if that's on your website, that's a legitimate business expense. If you're going to trainings, you're going to meetings, that gas mileage is a legitimate business expense. You have a home-based business where you're using Wi-Fi, well, a portion of your electric bill and your Wi-Fi, that is a legitimate business expense. The people that keep their money are the ones that utilize the tax system. America rewards small businesses and home-based businesses. So sometimes people have a product and have a business, they're not taking the full advantage of it. Go ahead and still work your job, but have a home-based business that you can work in between part-time, and you'll see how it grows, and sometimes that replaces your actual working income.
So how do you do that? Do you have to register this company? How do you work a home-based, I call it a side hustle?
A side hustle. So depending how you work it, it could be a full-time hustle or a side hustle, but OrganoGold, for example, is already established with the network marketing. They are a distributor. So when you put money into being a distributor, you are investing in yourself. I don't say that I spent a certain amount of money to join OrganoGold. I invested in myself. How many of us can spend hundreds of thousands of dollars or $1 million just buy a Dunkin' Donuts or a McDonald's? You can't do it. I know that I can invest in OrganoGold to be a distributor. That means that now they have my information. At the end of the year, I get a 1099 from them, and then I keep track of my expenses all year round. So even if, and I'll tell you, the amount I invested was very small, I am going to make the amount I invested back just in my tax write-offs, but I actually made it back in my first 16 days. Because you have to think about it. When you have a product, you can make income from just selling your product and also from growing your business and also from online sales. So from word of mouth, when I just physically have products on me and people want some, then I'm buying it at wholesale because I'm a business owner. I'm selling it at retail, but my prices are still cheaper than Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts. So my customer is still getting a benefit. Something that tastes good, it's cheaper, and it's healthier. It's a win-win situation. But I'm using a system that rewards rich people to do the same thing for myself, keep my tax money in my pocket.
But you also made another good point here. You said you keep track of what it is you spend on the business. A lot of people don't do that.
No, let me tell you something. You don't have to make it difficult. Everybody is not going to have a bunch of apps or a bunch of scanning. You literally can get a Tupperware bin. And every time you do something related to OrganoGold, you can throw your receipt in there. Put your cell phone bill in there. When you do gas mileages, write down your gas mileage. If you buy a supper or an event, write it down. And at the end of the year, total it all up. You have your receipts. Your accountant will take care of the rest. If you go to trainings, tax write-off. I'm going to a conference in May in Orlando. There's 3-day training for OrganoGold to learn more about my business. I've invested in myself. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it good. That's a tax write-off.
Doing business,
yes.
Choosing to be in business. Everybody thinks they can just be in business. No, you can't.
No, let me tell you, you have to be. People say, no, you sell coffee. No, I don't. I have a home-based business. There's a big difference about it. The way you feel about your business is how your income is going to look about it, is how it's going to look. So I take my business extremely seriously, and that's why my business is growing the way it is. People want to make $50,000 a month, but you don't make $50,000 a year on your job. Let's be realistic here.
How about that?
They want to get into a network marketing company and say it doesn't work, but you didn't put any work into it. I like the fact that I'm always going to invest on myself, so my outcomes are a result of what I put in, and I work hard, and I'm making good money.
You heard it. You heard the sister. Usually we say you get out of it what you put in.
Yes, absolutely. I'm always going to bank on me. And you know, if you didn't tell anybody you have a home-based business, how can somebody support you if they don't know you have a business? You have to talk about it. You have to give samples. Look what happened here today. I'm on the radio talking because I had the foresight to bring some samples, to put together a quote, and I asked them, can I give you a quote? And they said, okay. And they're giving me a try. And then look what's happening. You can't grow your business if nobody knows you have one.
Terry, it has been a joy and a pleasure talking with you here on Diva Talk Radio. We got more out of it than we expected. So you, just in closing, you would encourage anybody to do what?
I would say the most expensive thing you can own is a closed mind. Be open to opportunities. When you want to research or invest in something, invest in an industry that's growing. Everybody drinks coffee, tea, or hot chocolate, 100% of the people I know. So they don't want to be a business partner. They are going to be a consumer. Think of it that way, period.
If they're not a business partner, they are a consumer. How is anybody going to know that you have a business if you don't tell them you have a business? You, if you put nothing into the business, you will get nothing out of the business. Open up your mind to your own success.
They say that the average multimillionaire has seven streams of income. I know people that have a job, that have they do real estate, they have they may do some kind of production company. You can't have all of your money tied to one stream of income and think that you're going to build wealth. My reason why is because I'm a single parent of three, and I want them to have a better life than me. I want to be able to put them through college and not be in debt. I want to be able to pay for a wedding. I want to be able to buy a barbershop for them if they want to invest in themselves. So instead of me complaining about being broke and not having choices, I'm making my own choices.
You want to put them through college so they can graduate and without that debt on their head.
Yes, and I invested in this business, and I am in corporate America. I work for a global corporation, and I have my bachelor's and my master's from Villanova, and this business made sense. The numbers make sense. Numbers don't lie.
This is Cheryl Lee Ralph. The numbers what? Don't lie. If you're listening to Diva Talk Radio, why don't you tell our listeners who you are and how they can contact you if they're interested in the product?
Yes, my name is Terry Kowser. My phone number is area code 610-585-1726. And my website is Terry, T-E-R-R-I-C, dot myorganogold.com.
All right, now, if you want to try it, she's giving you her number, her website. Give her a call. Listen, I do not know her. I walked into the event. I saw the product. I enjoy the product. So I went straight to the person who could give me the information. Terry, it was great talking with you, and thanks for sharing with us here at Diva Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Don't go anywhere. Just come on right back to Diva Talk Radio. I'm Cheryl Lee Ralph, and I'm going to go have my cup of coffee.
This is Cheryl Lee Ralph, and welcome to another divinely inspired, victoriously anointed Diva Moment. Are you living a happy life, or are you in fear of happiness? You heard me. Are you afraid of being really, truly happy? You know, a lot of people are afraid to be happy, afraid to pursue their dreams because someone told them that their dream was impossible or unreachable. So they push their dreams aside and happiness aside too, just going through the motions of day-to-day life, afraid to step out in faith and live life on their own happy terms, afraid that there will be nobody there to help them if they fall or fail. Well, the truth is, we all fall sometimes, and if you're looking for a helping hand, you will find one right there at the end of your own arm. If you do fall, then pick yourself up. Encourage yourself. Don't let anyone steal your dreams. No, hold on to them, live them, and start being the fearless, happy person God wants you to be. This has been Cheryl Lee Ralph with another divinely inspired, victoriously anointed Diva Moment.
Are you getting ready to celebrate a special moment? Need a way to raise money for your organization, or just simply love scented candles? Well, come stick your nose in our business to smell the best scent around town, and I'm sure your nose will be pleased. For more information, call 404-954-1206 or visit igotsprinkles.com. I Got Sprinkles. Come put your nose in our business.
Are you frustrated at the thought of shopping? Is it time to change your style but you don't know where to start? Would you love to have someone shop for you and have you looking and feeling fabulous? Well, we have the solution for you. Love eFashion. They handle everything from closet organization, styling, wardrobe, gift shopping, and so much more. Go to loveefashion.com or call them at 404-908-7997. And tell them WXRP sent you and receive 30 minutes of service free when you purchase any service. Love eFashion. helping you look and feel fabulous.
Hi, this is Cheryl Lee Ralph, and welcome to another Diva Moment. Balance. Balance is very important in life, and somebody has got to sometimes be the balance. You know, my grandmother taught me an old saying. For her, it was more than just something to be said. It was something to live by. She would say, when you walk into a room, the whole race enters with you. Let me say that again. When you walk into a room, the whole race enters with you. So what kind of balance are you setting? Who are you? And what does the world see when you enter a room? I am Cheryl Lee Ralph, and this has been a divinely inspired, victoriously alive moment.
News in Baltimore, Maryland had broken, and there were live images of a major American city on fire. The pictures of young people, young teenagers, school children, taken to the street and literally tearing their city apart. They lit that city up Monday night when they just started burning the city down. Well, now, this isn't the first time some of us have seen cities burn down in America. I remember as a child in the cities when I saw cities like Detroit burn down. I remember as a young woman seeing parts of Los Angeles burn down. I remember just recently seeing Ferguson burn down. What was common in all of these fires that I have seen in my lifetime with people? In the 60s, it was a feeling of injustice. It was the riots because people wanted more out of America for themselves, for their children, for their lives. They wanted education. They wanted food. They wanted the right to live where they wanted to live and could afford to live. In the 70s, in the 80s, in the 90s, in California, what they wanted was justice. Rodney King had been pulled out of his car and beaten savagely by the police. People wanted justice. They wanted to know why. What was going on? Why had this happened? And now, here we are in Baltimore. Riots stemmed from the death of a young man by the name of Freddie Gray. Freddie Gray somehow was picked up by the police, and he was put into the back of the police cruiser. And when he arrived at the station, his windpipe had been crushed and his spinal column had just about been severed. People 2 weeks later are still asking why. We have no answers. Nobody has really come out in full force to get answers. But when those young people took to the street and started tearing it up, the police came out in full force. They didn't just come from Baltimore. They didn't just come from the state of Maryland. They came from as far away as New York. They did not come from Philadelphia. The mayor of Philadelphia said that they had no jurisdiction in Baltimore, and he would not be sending his police force to Baltimore. Well,
young people were defiant. And this was something that a lot of people were shocked by. They were shocked because when the police came out and were having a show of force, young people showed their own show of force back, meaning they picked up rocks, bottles, bricks, and threw them at police, doing bodily harm to police officers. Now, let me tell you something. It shows you what happens when you do not put time and effort into young people, not just as a family, not just as family, but also as a community. You see, we did not care enough to educate these young people when their parents and their parents' parents were fighting and rioting themselves, some of them, back in the 60s. It was civil disobedience in the 50s, but in the 60s, it turned into riots. See, we didn't care to educate them enough. That's why we have cities like Detroit, like Philadelphia, like Baltimore, where young people are not getting the education they deserve. The kind of education that we all say all American children have the right to. They haven't gotten it over these years. So if you think the fires started on Monday, you're wrong. The fires started years ago. It just got hot now. I am very, very disturbed at what I see. Because my father used to tell me as a child, hunger and ignorance are twins. And if you do not pay attention to them, they are coming for you. What do we want to spend money on? Do we want to spend money on incarcerating young people? Or do we want to spend money on educating all of America's young people? And I'm not just talking about separate, but equal. Because as long as education is separate, I mean, good for some and not good for others, it will always be unequal, as in not as good as it should be. Are we going to choose to educate them, or are we going to choose to incarcerate them? Look, the facts are in. The facts are in and have been in for a long time. Incarceration is very, very expensive. Very expensive. Now, don't get me wrong, education is not cheap, but it is far cheaper than incarceration. Education is cheaper. So to me, it seems like an easy choice. And excuse me if I'm passionate about this, but I am. My two children are about to graduate from college, and I see the effects of a good education. I see it in my children. I have a son and a daughter, and I see what an interested community, a community that fights for its children, means when I look at my children. And I know that all children deserve it. If we all just decided to care about them.
Let me just share with you a story, my own personal story. And I had a grandfather who was really an incredible man. He was a good man. He was a quiet man. He was an athletic man. He was a great sportsman, a hunter, and really loved his athletics. I mean, this is a man who if he saw Tiger Woods, oh my gosh, he would have said, I know, yes, I knew it would happen. Had he seen Venus and Serena, oh my goodness, he would have just jumped for joy to see the two of those sisters dominate on the tennis court. My grandfather loved, dog shows and all of that stuff, you know. He was, I remember him taking me to the tennis matches, to the dog shows. I never went hunting with him because I never liked the whole guns and shotgun things, but he was an extremely talented golfer, and he never got the chance to really enjoy the fairways simply because of the color of his skin, simply because he was a black man. You know, 50s and 60s and even the 70s, a black man was qualified enough to caddy for a white man, and then they would get a chance to play a few rounds themselves when everybody else had gone home and their work had been done of carrying the clubs for everybody else. That's when they got their chance to do a few rounds. But my granddad was something else. He was even, you know, great with his hands. He could fix anything, even people. And he believed wholeheartedly that an idle mind was a devil's workshop. And in the 70s, you know, drugs were really, really making their way into communities of color, into poor communities, and a lot of young people were losing their way. And in his own mind, he figured we had to care and do something for children who were not necessarily your own children. And so he developed an after-school tennis program for students because he felt that an idle mind was a devil's workshop. And I know to this day that he was right. Well, as it would happen, one of the young people that was in his program actually came to the house one evening when my grandmother and grandfather had been out celebrating with friends. I had always thought that they had gone to church and I don't know, but you know how these things, when they're so close to you, sometimes it's hard to remember, so the facts get fuzzy. But they were out with friends. They came home. The back door was open. For whatever reason, they went in, and there were two young men there who were robbing them, and he ended up being shot with his own hunting rifle. And it was, my grandmother was never the same after that. She did survive. The bullet went through her mouth and out the side of her face, which leaving her scarred, which changed a lot for her, having been a beautiful woman in her lifetime, and to hold her husband together as he bled out on their porch. But years later, when that young man served his time and was released from prison, he was asked why. And he said, you know, he cared, meaning my grandfather cared, but maybe if somebody or people had cared sooner, it wouldn't have gotten to that. Okay, so maybe that's a tired answer, because, you know, when you think of your own personal losses and you do get to hear some of these answers, they never make sense to you. It just seems like a senseless thing. And why that person who was doing so much for the community, so much so that when I look at the rundown tennis courts and see the plaque that was up there at the tennis courts dedicated to my grandfather and the work that he had done with that program, with students, it all seems senseless. Why? But what did I take out of that that has really stayed with me, that really keeps me connected to what I see going on in Baltimore, what I see rumbling in cities like Detroit, cities like Philadelphia, certain cities that we've got in Florida, throughout the South, cities that people have long forgotten about, or don't know about, but are hearing about now that we have the immediacy of smartphones and people taking pictures, and we are actually seeing right up in real time that for a lot of people of color, life has not been fair. The system has not been fair. It has been set up against them. They have been hurt. And it's something's just got to change, and I can only pray that we will all begin to realize that we must care for each other. And I say it, I've said it many times, and I'm going to say it again. If you think those fires in Baltimore started on Monday, you are wrong. They have been smoldering for years, for decades. It was very, very hard to see places on fire and take your mind and memory back to when I was a child of the 60s and saw cities like Detroit being burned down and young men running. I know a lot of people are against, you know, the behavior. The reaction was wrong. But if there's one thing that riots do, they get attention. It got attention when Rodney King took that beating. It got attention in the 60s when folks were marching and fighting for their rights. And it got attention in Ferguson, and it's getting attention now. Yes, the curfew may be working, but we still don't know what really happened to Freddie. We don't know what happened to Freddie Gray. Many of us are hurt when we hear reports that he did it to himself, that he intentionally hurt himself in the back of that van, that he broke his own neck, that he severed his own spinal cord. And I know there are a lot of you who are medical people listening, and you know that that is just about a very, very difficult thing to do on your own to yourself, just based upon the simple physiology of the body and the placement of the spinal cord being surrounded by bone, meaning it's in your spine, which is surrounded by bone. Listen, don't get me started. We want answers. We haven't gotten the answers, but I simply dare us to care more about each other in the days, weeks, and years to come. Care enough to figure out, are we going to incarcerate young people more or educate them? Incarcerate them or educate them? You know, I say it over and over, it is a fact. It is cheaper to educate them. What do you want to do? Privatize these schools that aren't working so that you can get more idle minds out there? I'm telling you, hunger and ignorance, if you don't take care of them, they're coming for you. And you won't like that. Hunger for food, hunger for knowledge. People must be fed. America's children deserve equal opportunity to a proper education. We're not caring enough to make sure that it happens. We've got to care enough that kids get food so that they can function in school. All children. As we balance out the lunch for some, we must balance out the food for others. We've got to take care of all young people trying to get an education so that they don't catch a bullet on the way trying to get to school, that they can be in schools where they're not cold in the winter and overheated in the summer, where they've got teachers who actually care and can teach them. And I'm not just passing time to get paid for a 3-month summer vacation. We have got to care enough to do better. Educate or incarcerate. You want to privatize schools and privatize prison? Come on now. We've got to think better of each other. We've got to think better of all of America's children. We've got to care. So when you see that come down on the ballots, and I hope you all are voting, I talk about voting a lot here on Diva Talk Radio, because if you really want to change things, you will vote. You will get registered and you will vote. You've got a little bit of power in your hands, and it is your vote. Use it. Get out there, get involved, and vote. You saw what happened when people came together and voted after Ferguson. Things looked different. And now when people continue to do it, change will come. You got to start getting involved all across this country. Care enough about yourself and your situation to vote. Vote. Vote for these kids' education. Vote for better representation in your communities. Vote about it. Don't just talk about it. Don't just think it doesn't matter. Vote. We are in a big wind of change right now. You want to be a part of it? Get involved and vote. Care enough to be involved. Ooh, I'm so upset this week. I'm telling you, we can do more. We can do more. And we can do better. Ferguson, now Baltimore. It may heat up to be a long, hot summer, but we need results. We need action. We need to organize and strategize. And yeah, you do have a right to protest, but it's got to be done properly. It's got to be done properly. I'm Cheryl Lee Ralph. You're listening to Diva Talk Radio. We'll be back with more. I'm telling you, every 6 months is an election somewhere in America. Vote.
You've seen it on television.
I really have a passion for the image of women of color on TV.
On stage.
When you are doing Broadway, you are so talented because you can usually act, sing, dance, and write.
And in the movies.
When you're making movies, you are Hollywood royalty.
Now be prepared to be entertained as Cheryl Lee Ralph brings her special brand of entertainment to radio.
Hi there, this is Cheryl Lee Ralph, and welcome to another 60 Minutes with me, your diva, divinely inspired, victoriously alive radio, real talk on Diva Talk Radio.
Diva Talk Radio. Talk radio that's real.
Real conversations with some of the most interesting people on the planet. The one, the only, Michael Bazin.
Friendship embodies communication. Friendship embodies compromise. Friendship embodies acceptance. And see, those are the three things that love doesn't guarantee. Love doesn't embody acceptance.
Miss Jasmine Guy.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here and to be able to talk to you.
Welcome my guest. I call her Diva. Faith Evans.
So how are you?
I am awesome, and how are you?
Today, our DIVA acronym stands for Divinely Inspired, Victoriously Anointed, because that is the woman that we are talking to today, Vicki Wyman.
Okay, you sure you got the right Vicki? That intro is unreal. That, first of all, let me just let you know that.
Hill Harper. Hey, Hill, welcome to DIVA Talk Radio.
Hey, it's great to be on. Thanks for having me, Cheryl.
DIVA Talk Radio, informative.
Most folks believe that wherever they are in this country, no matter how poor they are or how wealthy they are, they believe that when they send their child to school that they are getting educated. How do kids come up uneducated?
Diva Talk Radio, always entertaining.
Oh, they can be passionate and trifling, okay? Let's just call it what it is. Listen, I can say that because I'm one of
your hometown girls.
As well as inspiring radio.
Hi, this is Cheryl Lee Ralph, and welcome to the Divinely Inspired, Victoriously Anointed Diva Moments. I created the Diva Moments to give listeners inspiration. You know, with all the things that people are going through nowadays, sometimes folks just want to hear a little good news. Sometimes they just want to hear something that's going to make them feel good. So why not embrace the diva in you? The divinely inspired, victoriously alive you. I'm Cheryl Lee Ralph, and welcome to
the Diva Moment.
It's radio for the entire family. Diva Talk Radio with Shirley Ralph. Put her on your radio station and watch your audience grow.
Live for the applause, applause, live for the applause. I love it.
WXRP Radio is looking to partner with your business. Could your business use more branding and exposure? Could your business use more customers? Well, WXRP Radio is here to help. Advertise with WXRP Radio and give your company the advertising boost that it needs. With packages as low as $30, WXRP Radio is the way to go. Let us get your company information out to our listeners. For more information, call 678-744-WXRP or email us at sales@WXRPradio.com. That's sales@WXRPradio.com. Let WXRP Radio help you grow your business. WXRP Radio, the station that listens.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to say it one more time. Every day above ground is a good day. Hello. Follow me on Twitter at the Cheryl Ralph. This is Cheryl Lee Ralph. Post a good pic and a selfie. Follow me on Instagram, Diva3482. I want to see you.